In 1959, James Carter was doing time for robbery and gun possession at Mississippi's Parchman Penitentiary. He and his fellow prisoners often sang songs as they labored in the fields and on the railroad lines. One day, Alan Lomax showed up to record their singing. Lomax was the pioneering collector of American folk songs who died July 19th. One of the songs Lomax recorded on that day, 40 years ago, was reissued last year on a soundtrack that won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. James Carter, the man who sang the song, sat down with producer Patty Butler Spires to tell her the story.
It was the sound of black convicts and their axes striking wood in rhythm as they worked under the hot Delta sun. A great opening, producers thought, for last year's hit movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou? The movie chronicles the journey of three escaped convicts across the Depression-era South. But when the song, Poe Lazarus, was originally sung and recorded 40 years ago, it was just a way to get through a long prison workday. Ex-inmate and singer James Carter is now 76 years old. He remembers.
And you can't get behind on strokes. Every time that axe go up, it's got to come back down. You can't just hold it up there. You got to let it fall. That made the work more of a plaything than really work.
Carter now lives in Chicago with his wife and grown children. He recalls the day folklorist Alan Lomax showed up with his tape recorder.
That's been a long time ago. Well, I was kind of glad to see him because that took us over the task.
I had heard all the symphonies there were and all the chamber music and the best jazz, and I said, this is the greatest music.
Lomax spent a lifetime documenting obscure music, and of everything he put down on tape, he says the prison work song, Poe Lazarus, was a favorite.
There were 50 black men who were working under the whip and the gun, and they had the soul to make the most wonderful song I'd ever heard. And they had not only that, but scores more.
James Carter's Poe Lazarus was used as the opening song on the O Brother soundtrack. The album surprised many by becoming a hit, climbing to number one on the charts, selling 6 million copies, and last February winning 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year. But for much of that time, no one knew if the original singers of Poe Lazarus were even still alive. Alan Lomax's daughter, Anna Lomax Cheritakis, manages her father's archives. They spent a full year researching prison archives, Social Security files, and property records to track down Carter, inmate 2464, paroled in 1967. They finally located his wife running a storefront church in Chicago. As Cheritakis remembers, Mrs. Carter was wary of opening the door to her husband's past.
It's very natural because, you know, we had to ask if he had been in Parchman Penitentiary. And that's just not a usual way to begin an acquaintanceship, you know, with a stranger. You know, I just said to her, Mrs. Carter, I can understand how you might feel hearing from total strangers who are also asking if your husband was in prison. But I hope you'll come to understand that this is about something really, really nice.
Last February, Cheritakis traveled to the Carter home in Chicago. She gave ex-convict James Carter a letter from her dad, a mounted platinum CD for the wall, and his first royalty check, $20,000. There may be many more such checks in the months to come. Cheritakis says it's virtually unheard of for a performer of a song like this to receive any kind of notice.
I think the recognition is the most important thing, and the wonderful thing is that the person who led the song and who was there is still alive and is getting the recognition and the glory and the attention.
In addition to the payments for singing, Carter received songwriting royalties for Poe Lazarus, even though he had nothing to do with writing the song.
The convicts were singing it when I got there. They probably had been singing it years before I got there.
The song is now in the public domain, and royalties revert to the lead performer when the copyright expires. He didn't think much of the tune at the time, Carter says. It wasn't even his favorite. But he's happy with the outcome of his long-ago performance.
I'm proud of it now, because it gave me a piece of money I wouldn't have had if I hadn't slung. It put a smile on my family's face. That's the big thing.
Carter spent his years after prison working as a shipping clerk, among other jobs. He and his family lived comfortably, but his three children say they knew little of their father's criminal past before they learned about the song and the album. Elizabeth Scott is his daughter.
You can live with a person for years and you think you know them, and you actually really don't know. And this is just something that that was hidden, that was now revealed, and it's a good thing.
James Carter says he no longer sings.
When I came out of Parchment, I was through with songs and anything that connected with Parchment. I don't want no part of it.
But his family has embraced Poe Lazarus, even singing it around the house with the soundtrack playing in the background.
That's me.
Carter's daughter, Elizabeth, explains her appreciation of the song.
The music behind this record is far, go far deeper than the ears can hear. There's a very spiritual, deep root connotation to this music. When you hear this record, you can actually feel the spirit of those men back there chopping that wood. And this is something that can never be erased from history. So it was like destined to come out.
James Carter.
You know, things happen just about like I sized the book. That one day, things will open up for me. And they did.
Carter admits he never expected things to open up quite like this. Royalties from album sales could eventually add up to six figures, but he doesn't expect the money to change his life much. He says the big change came 40 years ago when he left Parchment Penitentiary for good. For NPR News, I'm Patty Butler-Spires in Chicago.